Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians 14. Let's begin in verse number 13. We'll read verse number 21 this morning. That's where our lesson will be, Lord willing. Again, Paul is addressing this subject of speaking in tongues. And you've been here long enough to understand that the word tongues here does not mean gibberish. It literally means an unknown language, a foreign language, if you will. And so this is what, when he talks about tongues or unknown tongues, he's talking about some kind of spoken language. I mentioned last week, there are over 1,700 dialects and languages in the world, all different kinds of languages that are unknown to us, but it's known to them. Even in the darkest regions of the jungles or wherever it may be, they speak some kind of dialect that we wouldn't understand. It would be unknown to us, but it's known to them. And so back then, 2,000 years ago, God endowed certain people the gift of speaking in tongues, and not only that, speaking the gift of interpreting tongues, and that's what Paul is going to talk about in these verses, about not just speaking it, but being able to interpret it so that the hearer could understand what's being said. So with that in mind, verse number 13. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say, Amen, at the giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other, in other words, the hearer, is not edified. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. Yet, in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Let me go to verse number 22, because we'll touch on that for just a second, or maybe at the end of the lesson. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe. We'll talk more about this next Sunday. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but them that believe not.
Right.
But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not. In other words, speaking forth God's words, but for them that believe. And we'll look at more about that next week, this verse, and continue with it with our thought. But back in verse number 13, where it says, wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Remember, Paul was not forbidding people from speaking in tongues. Matter of fact, and again, that foreign language he's talking about, he wasn't telling them not to speak in tongues because this was a gift from God. It was a gift that was given to people by the Holy Ghost, endowed certain people. So he wasn't saying don't speak in tongues, but make sure that when the person who is speaking in tongues, that it is clearly understood. If someone did speak in an unknown language, he or the speaker, whoever's speaking in that language or that unknown tongue, he should pray that God would provide an interpretation of what it's being said. In other words, it could come from the same person that was speaking. In other words, God might have endowed him with more than just the gift of speaking in tongues. He could have endowed that individual also with the gift of interpretation. By the way, God can give you more than one gift. Matter of fact, we read in 1 Corinthians 12, he gives you gifts as it pleases him. So he says, let that guy who speaks pray that he may interpret, that it may be understood. With the thought that perhaps he can interpret what he is saying, or someone else in the assembly may have that gift. If he doesn't have the gift of interpretation, someone else in the assembly would have that gift of interpretation. That's what he's saying. Pray that there's somebody be able in that assembly be able to interpret exactly what you're saying. The important fact that Paul was trying to teach was the importance of speaking and interpreting the message so that the hearers could understand clearly and plainly what was being understood. If God indeed, and this is important, listen very close. If God indeed was the author of the message, the individual speaking in tongues, if God did endow him with that gift, and if God did give him that ability to speak, and God did give him a message to proclaim, then God would have somebody there to interpret. God is not the author of confusion. And that's what he's saying here. You will put it all together when it comes to get in verse chapter 14. Because God is not the author of confusion. He would not allow someone to speak in tongues biblically and nobody be there to interpret. That's why I say pray that somebody's there who can interpret. Do you understand the verse?
Amen.
This is yes. This is no. This is I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. Verse number 14. I love this. For if, I circled this in my notes, the word for if. He didn't say he did all of this. He said if, he as an example. Okay. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. That's an interesting thing. Let me say what that means. Praying in words that the speaker and the hearers do not understand leaves both the speaker and the hearer in ignorance. That's what he's saying here. If I pray in an unknown, if I did pray in an unknown tongue, and my spirit prays, but my understanding, if I don't understand what I'm saying, it's unfruitful. Again, he's giving us as an example. How he's not saying he's doing that, and he's not understanding what he are y'all following what? We'll move on from here. The word unfruitful means to bear no fruit or to produce anything of value. Speaking in an unknown tongue without understanding from the speaker or from the hearer is of no value. Remember, he talked about it. We talked about it last week. The verse, he's just a big blowhard. It just words in the air. Nobody understands. And remember, we talked about that verse last week. That's just words that nobody, and I use the word, it's not in King James Bible, but if I was, for us layman term, he's nothing but a blowhard out there speaking and nobody's understanding what he's saying. That's what Paul says. It's not fruitful. It's not benefiting anybody. Then he goes on, verse number 15. What is it then? What then should I do? What is it then? I will pray with the spirit and I will pray with the understanding. When I do this, okay, I make sure it's of God. And there's understanding involved. If there's not, then it's not of God. Back then, and I think a lot of that takes place today. Back then, I shouldn't, but I will. Let me go look. Remember, where was this letter written? In the city of Corinth. In the city of Corinth, there is a temple called Aphrodite. Remember, we studied this at the beginning of the book in our study of the book of Corinthians. And in that city was the temple of Aphrodite. And then there was, history tells us, there were over 1,000 priestesses, women priests, who was in that temple. And they weren't there to burn incense and offerings to Aphrodite. They were there as temple prostitutes. I won't get into all that because we already had that study. And what they would do, they would work themselves up in ecstatic utterances and all kinds of, and of course, a lot of that's demon possessed. I won't get into all that. But that's why later on in this chapter, he says, don't let the women speak in tongues. We're going to get into that in a little bit.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.